KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
4HKX. Hey, Bill.
There's a purpose today. Patrick, I got to get somewhere where I get a little bit better reception with you, but I want to film this as part of the YouTube video that I'm going to be talking on the radio with.
Let me know when you get a little better place.
Some sort of interference from something that's out there on the street.
One of the LED billboards, they cause interference, or LED light, they can cause interference sometimes. So you gotta watch out for that.
Give it a shot. KQ4, Yankee Charlie India. Well, let's try that again. KO4HKX is KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
KO4HKX.
Big difference between me when I'm talking on this radio versus HT.
With the HT, there's a lot more white noise with you, so it's a little harder to pull you out. But with the mobile man pack you're on, I'm assuming that's what you're on, you're much clearer.
Sort of a man pack radio as well?
Mine is 2 meter 440 and HF. I use the 867D as my man pack.
For the callback and everything, just to prove my proof of concept. KO4HKX, this is KQ4 Yankee Charlie India.
So, and you stay safe out there and good to talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, I'll be quick. 73.
That was actually quite clean. I do appreciate that.
The more people know about this hobby, the better. As long as they come in here and act like they got some sense and then realize it's not 11 meters.
Just telling me, say that again.
As long as people, or the more people know about this hobby, the better. As long as they come in here and act like they got some sense and don't act like it's 11 meters or CB radio.
Yeah, well, I sort of have to agree with you on that one.
For the most part, this is a much better platform, and don't have too much trouble out of that. So, I've seen a little bit over the years that I've been here, but not much. So, I don't think it's a real big issue.
I don't know if it's because I actually speak to more people on this on the Blue Ridge Peter, but it seems like I have more. Fun people coming over the Blue Ridge Repeater, which, like I said, I only speak here, you know, we actually talk to anybody for any length of time on here.
This is a good community of people here on this repeater. If you need to know something, there's usually a wealth of information around here that can help you if you need. So don't ever hesitate to ask a question out here, especially on the nightly nets we have. It's a good place to find out what people recommend for different situations, or, you know, just general information on the area.
Roger that, indeed. I've been, I want to shoot a video on the man pack, just because you wouldn't believe how many people in the gun community have gone out and bought 5 Baofeng radios, and they're like, well, if it's emergency, I'll just turn it on and I'll talk.
I hear that a lot, too. And they don't realize that this is not, they think of it just like CB, where it's just a channel and you turn to it and that's it. Most of them don't realize that the, you know, you got to deal with your standard wave ratio and tune your antennas. And those little 5-watt Baofengs, they're not going to go far. They're not going to get the 30 to 40 mile range that everybody likes to think they are.
What can do that is to, like, punch into a man pack that's cross repeater. What is it? What is the cross band repeater capable, right?
That's actually what I'm doing right now. I'm talking to you on my little HT, but it's just going back to my cross band repeat.
On your crossband repeater, does it have to be turned up on the crossband repeater? Like, if you got it on in the kitchen, is everybody in the house hearing your conversation?
can hear my HD. The radio itself is silent.
All right. I'm going to have to, I've seen the video on how to put this in a crossband repeater. The only issue with it is that I haven't given it a shot yet, like many things with the ham radio stuff.
You are into the hobby. It's overwhelming, to say the least, at how many rabbit trails you can run down, rabbit holes you can run in with this hobby, and different things that can you can do and look into. And I mean, it's just amazing when you start digging in it to it.
For me.
Excellent. I went back for my 6-week checkup today to the doctor, and he was pleasantly surprised at how well I was recovering. He said I was the worst knee he had put in last month, and so far I'm the best recovery he's had this month. So I got no complaints.
You did a lot of walking at the Ham Fest, I take it, or did, were you rolling around?
Amount of walking. Friday and Saturday. Friday up here around the house getting ready to go loading stuff up. And then Saturday while I was there, walked a total of about 8,000 steps, which is roughly four and a half miles. So not too bad for 6 weeks on a brand new knee.
Your money was well spent.
He asked if I was using a cane or how long I had used it, and he kind of laughed when I told him I didn't use one.
Go in here and shoot some close-ups of the radio setup and everything else, and make ready to do the tabletop nonsense, and go from there. I appreciate your help, sir.
You be careful out there. Good to hear you. KO4H kicks. I'll be clear. Step 3.
Charlie India, clear.
Damn, 4 July, you both sound good here on Biscuit Mountain.
You're sounding good coming back into the repeater here off Mount Pisgah. This is KO4HX.
KO4HX, W4SGX.
There was another one stationed in there. Let me get him taken care of, see if he was coming back in for the conversation.
Beautiful night up here in the Pisgah Mountains. No wind.
That time you were dropping in and out a little bit, you must have got off your X up there, because if I remember correctly, you're on a HT on Mount Pisgah, and I'm down in the valley below you. I'm down here outside of Brevard. Maybe you'll come back in here in a minute. KO4HK.
Yeah, roger that, Patrick. I just had on the frequency, and that guy, the gentleman you were just talking to, I believe that's Mr. Bill Freddy on the radio, I believe. I didn't get his copy of call sign. I had it wrote down, and I lost it.
That is Bill, and his call sign is KQ4YCI, Yankee Charlie India.
Yankee Charlie India. Okay, thanks for that. I didn't want to interrupt you. I would like to spoke to him, but that's all right. Maybe I'll catch him later. But I listen to his radio program daily, every day, matter of fact. And my brother-in-law calls in to him sometimes. But anyway, I love his show, and I appreciate the information there. Back to you, Patrick, W4SDS Clip.
And you be careful out there, and good to hear you. And the other calling station, I cannot remember your call, but HKX. We're coming into you, but for some reason, you're not making it back in like you normally are. You're in and out of the repeater this evening. Must be rain that we've had here in the area may be affecting it. 4HKX, standing by.